DKC.
A4DOS Mobile.
Good evening, Gary. What are you up to today?
Now, I've been peddling around the house and out running a couple of errands right now. Got to go over and pick up a couple of car parts. I'm not looking forward to it, but I got to do it anyway. I'm gonna replace the door hinges on one of my vehicles, and got to replace the outside door handle, and so it cracked. So I'm gonna replace it. I got to take the inside panel off the door to do both of them. So I figured I'd kill two birds with one stone.
Sounds like a lot of work to me.
Aggravation that it is work. It's not going to be easy, but it's more aggravation than it is anything else.
Digging into those door panels, at least some of the cars anyway, they're hard to get them back on. They put some kind of tacky-like glue or something on them to stick them on there with, in addition to, used to be they just put Phillips head screws, you could unscrew it, pull it off pretty easy, but a lot of the cars nowadays, you can't hardly get them off. I had them. We always had trouble. One car we had where it would, one of the windows would come up off the lifter. You know, we'd have to get it back in there. We'd pull with that thing, but gosh, I don't know how long. Off and on and on, wherever. We finally got one guy that fixed it, and I don't think we had too much trouble after that, but it was a lot of work to get that thing on and get it back on that track and get it back in that little channel that it rides in.
With that. Now, they don't make cars like they used to. They were made out of metal, pretty thick metal. They either made out of plastic or something of that nature now on the inside, and the outside, the metal on the outside is thin. They don't make them like they used to. That's a fact. But you start putting those window channels in to raise and lower the windows. That is a pain. Luckily, I don't have to do that. But I've replaced the outside door handle on one of the vehicles. It cracked a long time ago, and it's a little older than the one I'm driving now. But it's not fun. But you got to watch all them sharp edges. That's what gets me. You stick your hand up in there, and the door panels have just been punched out. And they kind of smooth on one side, but boy, they sharp on the other.
And on one of our Hondas, our Civic just got a bad spot on one of the door handles on the inside. They're not very big. They ain't no bigger than your thumb. It's got with a plating, whatever they put on the plastic. It's not metal, I don't think, but whatever the plating is, it looks like chrome, but it's not flash chrome, I think, like you used to do on model car stuff. It kind of split off there. We just put some duct tape on it, electrical tape on it to cover it up, because you can only find those things. And those outside door handles, the ones that lift up, I had one on a 90, it must have been a 96 Camry or something like that, one out there for a company car. Somebody was trying to get into it, evidently, kept pulling on, didn't realize the door locked, broke it off, and that thing had to be replaced too. I don't know how much it cost, but it was expensive to get somebody to get in there and do it. But they're not real strong. They can't stand a lot of, you can't grab them and all, hang on to them like you could the old chrome steel ones.
They made out of this old, I call it pot aluminum. They're cast. I guess they're made out of aluminum or something of that nature, but they don't last too long. The one I'm going to replace is on a 99 Chevrolet Tahoe, and it's not going to be fun, but I'll get it done eventually. We'll get in there and get it all straightened out. But unfortunately, I have arrived here at the Parks Place. I got to jump out and run in before they close. Good talking to you. You have a great afternoon, what's left of it. Hope to hear you on the net just a little bit. 10-4-DJC, KI-4-DOS.
Keep going in, buy them out. We'll talk to you later, Jordan. KI-4-DOS, 10-4-DJC.